Hey there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, unceded Musqueam Territory, in the UBC Nest. This is Muzak for the Observant. My name's Nick. I just ran in here and I'm really flustered. But we're going to be listening to some new music from the playlist here on the radio station. That was Brass. They're from Vancouver. They're, I guess, like a rock and roll band. I was listening to Lemmy interviews because I was bored today, and I thought, well, let's listen to some rock music. And then I thought, well, we can play Brass. That's kind of cool. It's kind of rock and roll. Then I thought, well, maybe listen to some garage rock, because that seems to be, I just thought, let's listen to a lot of music with the guitars and screaming and stuff. There's actually a lot of music on the playlist right now that seems to have this sound, and it's kind of been like a popular kind of trend for five years now. People kind of having guitars that look like they're from the 60s and sunglasses and stuff. Anyway, I'm going to start rambling. But I'm going to try and play some stuff that's some new. I hate saying garage rock because it's kind of like a overused term, but I'm going to try and play some stuff that's in that vein, even though I'm sure there's a lot of people doing that already. Also going to try and alternate a bit between some old stuff and some new stuff. I actually used to like to listen to this like sort of obscure 60s musical, like psychedelic music a lot when I was in high school. You know, the obvious starting place being the Nuggets compilation. So I don't listen to it too much anymore, but I know it's going to be a maybe fun little trip through memory lane. So kind of going to alternate that stuff with new stuff as well. So see if you can spot the difference. Gonna try play some weirder things, some things that aren't, you know, on any blog posts about the greatest classic garage records of all time. But before that, I guess I just really want to play this song. It's by the Seeds, who are kind of one of the classic bands of the era. Especially for the creepy singer. I can't remember his name, but he's like a legend of punk rock. Anyway, it's the Seeds with Can't Seem to Make You Mine.
Burton. Come back, darling. This is how I need your love. Come back. This is how I want to love you. Girl, I want to love you.
Thank you. on to CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The third semi is happening on Tuesday, January 26th, featuring the winners from nights 2, 7, and 8. Atlanteans, Late Spring, and Red Circle. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Hey, eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
Hello again. You're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Nick. We're listening to some stuff that I call garage music, psychedelic music. It's such a broad term that it doesn't really, a lot of music genres, but it's a lot more broad than something like technical death metal or a lot of the metal genres, I guess. It's the one that's not too broad. Try to think out loud. Saxophone punk? Is that a genre? Not really. But yeah, it's really broad, and it spanned tons of years, and there's no clear definition of when it started. But I got inspired to listen to some because I heard some new Vancouver bands that kind of had that feel. And I've been playing some of the new stuff, some of the old stuff too, to kind of listen to the contrast. We just listened to that, if you could tell, an older band. It's from 1971. They're called Mystic Siva. It's a track called Supernatural Mind. It's made by I think they're from Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, and they were all 17 years old when they recorded the album, actually, and I guess they really like the Doors. And they're not the greatest players, but it's actually kind of a creepy-sounding record. Although it might only be creepy in that there's almost nothing known about it. You know, it's sort of a thing I can never figure out, is that I kind of am more drawn to older 60s psychedelic records because maybe it's just the mystique of it, because all these things were made, you know, in one day in somebody's basement in middle America, and no one knows how they have ever seen the light of day. And you know, there's something intriguing about that, and I can't tell if it's, do I actually like the music, or does the story behind it help? But that's true with any sort of music, I guess. Before that, we had a band called Passive. They're playing a show with Brass in, I think it's coming up soon. I think it's this week. I can't remember. Check them out. It's a song called It's Only the Sun. Again, I'm not doing a very good job of playing garage music because it's had more of a post-punk sound. Before that, another very obscure track by a band called The Swamp Rats. It's called Hey Freak. Totally, I think they're from Pittsburgh, and they have a compilation out that was released in like 1990 something, or rather, and it's just a compilation of these really horribly recorded songs, and there's only like three original songs. The rest are mostly Rolling Stones covers and stuff like that, Cream covers, but they have like three originals, and they're really, really crazy sounding. I mean, that track, it's just got like the fuzziest, angriest guitars I think that you could hear back in 1968 or whatever. Really aggressive sounding. Also, the singer does this particular thing that only if you're a real stickler would notice, but he has a really great scream for rock and roll music. It's different than a typical rock and roll scream, which is sort of, you know, like a singing scream. It kind of has a note, and it kind of has attitude. It sounds kind of, you know, that's what the typical scream is. It sounds kind of cool, I guess, but the singer in the Swamp Rats, I think it's called, name's Bob Hoko. He screams as if he's in a horror movie, like he's being chased, or like he's about to be stabbed by some creature from a slasher movie. It's got a different sound. It doesn't really, it's almost completely unmusical. I really like when singers do that. It's pretty rare though. Before that, dried out with a song called Knife Fight. Again, I did a horrible job picking a garage track because I listened to the first half of it. I thought, oh, okay, this is kind of in that vein, and it turned out to have a freaking metal solo. A really shreddy solo, which I like, but it doesn't really fit with the rest of the music we're playing. And before that, as I mentioned, The Seeds and Brass. So we're going to move on to something of a local legend, from what I've read, in the Bahamas. And he's named Exuma, the Obia Man. And I know he's released tons of albums. I can't really describe it. It's a real hodgepodge of genres. So I'm not going to try and describe it, but just it's got a real beat to it, though. So, yeah, check it out.
Hey! was my given name. Given on Cat Island when my mama felt the pain. Creatures of the earth, they see a man. I'm a Zuma, I'm the European man. I'm a Zuma.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Songship Enterprise, Saturdays at 7 p.m., CITR 101.9.
Hello again. This is Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. We're just wrapping up here. Been listening to some music that is, I guess, loosely defined as garage music. Haven't done the, I guess, most complete job. But it's been sort of interesting nonetheless to hear contrast between older variations of the style and kind of very modern takes on it as well. It's such a broad genre because I think, and now modern bands kind of inspired by this genre are kind of coming at it from a completely different point of view than before. That goes without saying, but I suppose bands who were originally kind of doing this style at the time in the 60s generally, it was a very I guess you could call it like a way to break out of sort of limitations of the music culture of the time. So I think a lot of garage bands at the time, psychedelic bands were really, it seemed like they were pushing the boundaries. And so with that in mind, you could see certain bands really stretching what was considered the normal, stretching like what was the norm of the genre. So eventually garage bands kind of range from being extremely poppy and extremely radio friendly to kind of going so far as to sounding like almost influencing progressive rock bands and fusion bands. So, and that's a completely different angle than if you're in a garage band today, you're kind of, you can't stretch that far because it would cease to be that style of music. It's hard to play, I think bands are hard to play within a genre because right off the bat, you're limited in that way. It's a lot to think about in terms of being what your influences are and where you can, how far you can take it. And once you reach a certain threshold, when you've gone beyond, you reach a certain threshold of your influence. And then once you have to sort of go beyond that, it becomes kind of, I think a lot of bands realize, well, we don't know where to go from here, and they break up. I think there's lots of great bands that kind of play within a genre very well, and then they sort of want to go beyond it, and it's really hard, so they break up, and they have one great album, and sort of never hear anything else from them. Anyway, this is just a whole ball of wax that could take a long time to dissect, and it would be a lot easier if I had someone a lot smarter to come help me. So anyway, Marco is going to be on this week with Astro Talk. He's coming up next. And before we end, we're going to listen to a local band making psychedelic music in 1969 from Kitsilano, the most happening, crazy, wild, out-of-sight area in Vancouver. They're called Mock Duck, and they released this track called Do-Re-Mi in 1969, and it's actually pretty good, so remember the good times, right? Okay, see ya.
Ask me why cannot I?